Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Recognize that France is one of our oldest allies, our strongest allies. They have been with us at every moment when we, from 9/11 on, dealing with some of the terrorist organizations around the world, except us. For us to see the kind of cowardly evil attacks that took place today, I think reinforces once again why it's so important for us to stand in solidarity with them, just as they stand in solidarity with us.
The world was shocked. 12 people murdered, 12 dead in an Islamic attack on a satirical French mag. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a slice of life, one that we hate hearing about. French authorities are now saying, yep, one of the three suspects that is wanted in this turned himself in, 18 years old, walked into the station, said, yeah, I did it. And this was a terror attack on Charlie Hebdo, so they're saying, Je suis Charlie, the people were in the streets, and they were raising a glass, a flag, and commending the people who were murdered, all in the name of the freedom to express opinions and lampoon Islamic radicals. Their magazine / newspaper did that with everything, including French officials, so it wasn't targeted attacks constantly on Islamic radicals. It wasn't attacks on the Prophet Muhammad every single day, but there were some controversial cartoons about Muhammad depicting him naked and in pornographic poses. And when the three gunmen, because there was three, when they left after summarily just assassinating 12 journalists who were at an editorial meeting, they were screaming Allah Akbar in the streets and killed two elite police officers who were at the building in the first place to try to protect the people inside from anything happening, as it had been firebombed a few years earlier. So what do you say when you look at the fact that we've got terrorism calling out, screaming out from these training camps in countries where, of course, they're harboring terrorists or they're encouraging terrorists, like Yemen and several others in the Middle East? What do you do and how do you react to that? And how much of a concern is it to all of you listening to America Tonight? You're in your cold, warm beds, you're in your lazy boy, you're sitting up late doing some work listening to America Tonight. What runs through your head when you hear, oh, geez, are you kidding? You got to be kidding me. This is a brave new world, isn't it? And the terrorists are afraid of nothing because they don't value human life. It is insane, crazy, makes no sense that you would murder a cartoonist. Really? You would murder innocent people. For what? For what? To show that you can do it. To show that you can plan an attack at 18 years old with two brothers who are 30. French nationalists who are obviously Islamic terrorists in the name of Allah. How dare they? What an insult to the Muslim faith. And trust me, there are people speaking out, not worried about what's going to happen to them if they speak out against what's happened here, meaning those who are part of the Muslim religion who say this is not our Islam. This is not what we do. These are seriously twisted idiots who are taking the Quran out of context for their own enjoyment, for their own amusement. And I don't think killing 12 people is amusement. Plus, there were others that were injured in this, too, some of them pretty seriously. Let's go to Grim right here at the top for his two cents. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm glad you put me on because, you know, I'm having to bury my grandma, and I've told you she's from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And they came into this country in 1860, Great Land Rush. They're out in the Midwest. Now, if you look at the maps of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, you look at some of the cities' names, you'll see a lot of them have Muslim names. Now, most of them Muslims merged, become Lutheran. And some of them just became ghost towns because I think what they call it, those free zones they have, they're
yeah.
in France. Well, that's what happened is, you know, they didn't want to be a part of the society itself.
Right.
And their society just didn't work out. But what we need to watch out for is we have these free zones, and I can't remember what news magazine it was, but they talked about it up in Ohio or maybe where Nat and Matt are, Minnesota, where these Somalian or I'm trying to think, the terrorist organization in Africa.
Somalians.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We brought them in, refugees, and
mm-hmm.
the police, and the magazine said that the police, they even refused to patrol those areas. So we're looking at a future event in our own country that's happened today.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Well, I'm hoping not, too. That's why I'm trying. Because nowadays we got this information overload. And with our morals and whatnot, it seems to be that they're looking for instant fame, I think. I don't know. You know, I'm trying
yeah.
to find an answer.
No, I think that's it. I think that's it. You hit the button. We're gonna be out there, and we're going to do what we have to do, and we don't care who we're going to hurt.
Yeah, as long as I get a headline.
Yes.
And I become famous, and I'll be like some high rolling movie star and get the cars and the women. I don't know. You know, that's just a guess there. But
they're not getting the cars and the women if they're murdering people. But yeah, they want to attract attention. It's a cult like mentality, and it's a join up. And yeah, absolutely.
And that's not productive. That's not creative. That's not helping the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if we want the future, you have to do the same thing that, you know, the Muslims did back then. They came in, and some of them kept their faith, but we all worked together then because you had to survive.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have money out then. They traded eggs and milk and cream, you know, for work and for whatever, you know, they may have had. Somebody else had wheat, you know. It was a barter system then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, I mean, let's, you know, barter our information and our caring and, you know, concern for each other. That's what we need to do. Because, like I said, this information overload, I think it's the biggest problem of all. You get one-track information.
Yeah, you know what? That's interesting. You're right. There's two sides to every story, but often, Grim, thank you, we don't hear all sides. I think it's the also, with this attack, they don't care about human life. It's not about that. They're not worried about dying, and they're willing to kill other people very easily. Frieda Birnbaum joins us next to look at it from a psychological point of view. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a new year, and unfortunately, in a way, a set of a whole bunch of different problems in a lot of different directions. Luckily, we have Dr. Frieda Birnbaum with us. She's terrific. She's been on with us several times. She's a research psychologist, a psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. I'll tell you, Dr. Birnbaum, first of all, Happy New Year to you.
Same to you and many more. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Sad to see today what happened in Paris. I can remember as a kid in college going there and thinking, wow, this city, this history, these people, it just blows me away. And sadly today, a satirical magazine, 12 people were killed, including police officers that were posted there in the first place because they had had a firebombing incident several years previous to that. And this looked like an execution-style thing, but of course, leaving, they were yelling, Allah Akbar. So you can imagine how devastating this is to the people of Paris and, of course, to those family members. What do you do when you're a family member, even removed, a friend, and something horrific, some tragedy like this happens?
You know, this question is something that really needs to be looked at when there is such urgency going on and such emotions that are so raw going on. There's not much that can be done but to just stay with the moment and realize that with all the terrorism and all the horror in the world, you have to really look at what needs to be done during the time of your own self-adjustment. Because if you look at the whole picture, it's really something beyond scope, beyond anything you can do about it. So the answer to the question is a very difficult answer to give. It's so overwhelming. It's so beyond the scope of comprehension for anyone to be able to make a decision to keep them on the right path and to help them to feel that everything is okay.
So I would imagine it takes time, right? This is nothing that can happen overnight.
Yes, it's very overwhelming, and it's surreal. It's unbelievable. And when these tragic moments happen, time can give it some reality, but time for your audience to know does not heal completely. And people have this misconception that there's something wrong because they're still not all right. But time is often just a reminder of what happened, but it's a more doable way of coping. But it just does remain. The incidences always remain inside you.
Mm. And you know, you're a New Yorker, and certainly you saw that after 9/11. It was really tough, I think, all the way around the city. I was there then, too. And people, I think New York is a friendly place, but people were really even going out of their way that much more. And it took a while, and even still, there are open wounds there, don't you think?
You know, it can be a very scary place to live, with the holidays and the terrorism and not knowing what is safe and what is not safe. There are always issues in New York or anywhere. Flying, what does that imply? The fear of flying, the fear of terrorism, it's always around us. And now what's going on with the police and with the mayor in Manhattan, that's another problem that has not been resolved, and it continues to go on. There's a lot going on right now in the news, in the media, more than ever, involving this, I guess it's more than discomfort. It's another way of looking at life for police officers, for the citizens. Where is it safe? Who can you feel comfortable with? Our mayor, what's going on with that? There are a lot of questions that need to be answered right now.
Yeah, boy, absolutely. No kidding. You can certainly see that, and you can feel that, and you can feel it if you live there, absolutely, versus if you're just kind of dipping in for business or pleasure or whatever it might be. Still one of the best cities in the face of the earth, though, and just finding little nooks and crannies, and like you mentioned, finding your way around what is safe, what isn't, answering those questions. Speaking of that, we live in the self, 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 me, me, me world again. And you know this, and it's like the whole selfie thing. I just saw something out of a UK newspaper that talked about the fact that men who post a lot of selfies, this is what they say in this study, and it was a study that actually was done at Ohio State, that men who post endless, endless amounts of selfies have some really bad mental traits, like psychopathic behavior. Is there truth to that? How do they uncover, you know, how do they come up with that?
Well, you know, when you have narcissistic qualities, selfies really fits right into that, because it's all about you. You become the center of your own universe. And, you know, it's also interesting that, is it a coincidence? And this they didn't write about. But I'll tell you, as women have become more successful and financially independent, men are being looked at differently as well. They're not only providers. We also want to have certain standards of our needs that men should have. Nurturing qualities, they should be great looking. And men are working out more than ever and looking better more than ever. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have definitely noticed this. So that's part of it. And these selfies, another interesting thing to look at is, do you know that there's more plastic surgery because of this? Because when you're taking a selfie and you're looking at yourself from different angles, it really is not that flattering. It's very different than someone standing of a far distance away from you and taking these pictures. So it's sad that we're also narcissistic, but men are becoming more so, that's true, with these selfies. And, you know, psychopathic qualities as well, because when it's repetitions involved, then they become psychopathic because they can't stop the repetitions. Then there are withdrawal symptoms And there's addiction involved in this, believe it or not, because when you do something over and over and over many times, it's hard to stop. So it's sad. It's getting really in a place where if there's depression, you need medication for this. And so the real question really is, where is this going? Why are these selfies so important? That's what really needs to be looked at. Do you want me to answer that, or you want to guess?
Yeah. Where? That's a great question. Where are they going? I mean, before it used to be like it was just to be just like, haha, this is funny, and you could have some fun with it.
Right.
But now it seems to be completely different.
Now it's very serious, and you know, looking at this, you think about it, you wonder, where are we going in our society that everything has to do with technology, communication? Now with visual communications, when is it going to be that we don't even have to connect at all, just through our different technical resources? And now they just came up with out of something today where you can have selfies that you have, there's some kind of, is it apparatus that you can have a selfie from different angles and in groups now. So it's really going into another whole different spectrum of what a selfie what it means. But the sad thing is, are we so influenced by looking at people from afar that we can't just say, let's get together, let's see how we feel about each other, even with this dating, Match.com or whatever. These people send pictures, selfies of themselves, and then you're supposed to make a decision if you think that person is someone you could be attracted to. Now, that person could be 10 years younger, or, you know, I had somebody that had a date, and they walked out. This is a horrible thing that they did this. They went to the men's room, and they never came back.
Wow.
The person looked so different. So, yes, we're living in a different world of communications now, that we need the answers right away before we even get together with the person. And it's sad. It really is.
It is. There's that loss of face-to-face.
Right. I don't even know if people want to see face-to-face.
Yeah.
They'd rather send their best selfie out and give that kind of impression.
Yeah,
know,
terrible.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible. How do you feel about selfies? Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much. It's always fun to have you on the show.
It's always fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I love that music. Yeah, time for another one of those We Can Counts, and it's all about the numbers. I always say that. It's so true, isn't it? Not just in sports either, by the way. It's about the numbers and other things, too. Certainly it is when you keep score, but we keep score in all kinds of other things in life as well, including in the great world of politics. And, you know, we just came off of the fact that we had John Boehner as the Speaker of the House. Again, he got the votes he needed, but barely. And if there had been four votes, and I said this a lot in our previous show, if there had been four votes in a, that would have been more, four more votes that would have said no to Boehner, he would have been in the situation where they would have had to go a second round. Can you imagine that? So for him, that would have been very odd, I think, to have to go through that. And lucky for him, that did not happen. Because I think it would have been very tough, in fact, to get around that. But it didn't. Four was a big, big number for John Boehner, needless to say. Sadly, and we've been talking about it all show long, but to recap here, 12 people dead as a result of that terror attack that happened in Paris. And again, this happened right before noon, Paris time. not expecting it. An editorial meeting. Cartoons was their game. The victims were targeted, and that as the three men who came in with their shotguns were screaming out at the end, Allah Akbar, and left, it was in retaliation, one would assume, for the Prophet Muhammad, making fun of the Prophet Muhammad. But it wasn't, that magazine wasn't geared just for that. It was a satirical magazine that, you know, no holds barred, freedom of speech, that kind of thing. And there was actually police there. So they've got all the suspects, a third suspect who's 18, surrendered to, you know, the police. And they released the names and photographs of two other suspects, and they've got brothers that are in their 30s, and they're trying to basically hunt the two of them down. And the Paris deputy mayor says that all three men were from a Paris suburb, all three. My, oh, my. There's actually some people who survived that attack, too. It wasn't a random spray of bullets, though, but it was absolutely a precision execution, one would call it. And it's, I mean, just terribly, I shouldn't say shocking. It's the, you know, it's, now it's the world we live in, and it's so sad to say that. But what do you possibly get out of destroying those lives? I don't understand. I mean, I understand they're trying to make a statement. That's not the way to make a statement. Come on, not a way to make a statement at all. How about this? Let's go to something lighter. We need something to smile about. 1795, time capsule unearthed in Boston. We briefly mentioned this a couple weeks ago that they had found it. But now they're going through the capsule and coming up with what was there, including a newspaper back in the Times, which I think is so unbelievable. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine them saying, let's bury a time capsule? I know. What should we put in it? What do you think, Sam? Samuel Adams? I don't know. Let's put in a paper. Let's put in some coins. Let's put in some coins, and then they can find the coins. Wouldn't that be cool? I just think it's just wild that they found this, and it was all because of construction that was going on. They came across it and then immediately called somebody, and next thing you know, the Historical Society is there, and voila, they're going through everything that's in the capsule, and I love it. I mean, have you ever put anything in a time capsule? Have you ever thought about putting something in a time capsule? Of course, if you believe we're all energy and all of that, would you really know? Would you be able to know what happened in the end? But the people behind you would, and I just think that is the coolest thing. As they try, you know, as somebody digs something up and tries to make sense of it. But, of course, it made sense if you were looking at what they left, because they left money at the time and a newspaper with the headlines. So it pretty much gave you a little snippet of the times. And they're still going through more of this, too, by the way. Here's a big number for you. This came out the other day and it surprised a few people. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, I say because of the number, an average of 6 people will die from alcohol poisoning by the end of the day. And if you add that number up, that's an average of over 2,221 people in the United States, right? And they say they're being just conservative about it, the CDC. Say the number keeps going up. The numbers from the death certificate is how they're getting this information. And that's only from 2010 to 2012, alcohol poisoning. When somebody consumes that toxic amount of alcohol after usually binge drinking. And what is binge drinking? And binge drinking means consuming 5 or more alcoholic beverages in 2 to 3 hours. And for women, it would be 4 in that same time period. About 38 million or more Americans admit to binge drinking. They say they actually drink about 8 drinks. Wow. 8 drinks. I know you're laughing out there, or else you're saying, yeah, I understand. 8 drinks in 2 to 3 hours, and they do it an average of 4 times per month. You know, if you think about it, you know, it's like the happy hour things, or if you go to school, it's absolutely, it's after you get done a test and people go out, and then you're trying to beat the clock with the happy hour, so it encourages that for sure. But it was frightening to see those numbers, because I'm surprised at how many, and they think that number is actually going to climb even higher. Pretty, I'd say pretty frightening stuff that you can absolutely point just to alcohol. Sadly, when I worked in a television newsroom, there was a producer, a young producer, I'll just call her Karen, that I worked with, and everybody loved her. She was cute, funny, and really good at her job. And nobody knew it, but she was in that bunch, and she died before she was the age of 30, which was shocking. So I can see it. Absolutely, I can see it. You know, the CES show is going on in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. So all kinds of things are coming out of that, and people are talking about what's the hottest thing in tech and what's going on. And I happen to see this, and this doesn't really have anything to do with CES, except for it just made me think about it. But there is this car, they say, there's a car that can actually go 1,000 miles an hour. It's the Bloodhound supersonic car, and it's going to hit that world land speed record. It's made of titanium, carbon fiber, and is designed to go pretty darn fast, I would say. And in 2016, the team based in England planned to take out this car to a dry lake bed in South Africa for a crack at that record and breaking it. Can you imagine? Former fighting jet pilot, Royal Air Force dude, the wing commander, Andy Green, said that designing a car that can hold together at that kind of speed was no easy feat, but they absolutely were able to do it. He said, no rubber. He said, because beyond 450 miles an hour, it's really, really hard to keep a tire on. They just fly off. So they have solid aluminum. And that's what they've come up with. It is like a speeding bullet, if you think about it. And this Andy Green already holds the world land speed record of 763 miles an hour that was set back in 1997. So they're going to take a crack at it in the Northern Cape in South Africa. Rocket boosters push the car through the sound barrier. That's how they are going to attempt to hit that record, which is, you know, absolutely mind-boggling to me. 1,000 miles an hour. Wow. I took a look at it. It looks like a plane with some aluminum wheels on it to me. That's what it looks like. Very, very cool, I'd say, that they're going to do that. And where they're going to do it, it gives them an open area, and that's what they needed. They needed something, you know, that would be wide open, that they could just run it right down and be able to measure it pretty quickly. And certainly that was an easy way to do it, for sure. One last story for you, and one is the number. How about leaving a dog with a suitcase at a train station? What's this story about? It happened in Scotland, and they're looking for whoever abandoned a mixed breed dog just there at the station. It had a leash on, and the suitcase was there. The Scottish SPCA has been hounding, if you will, pardon the pun, people for information about this Shar Pei crossbreed that they discovered on Friday night. There was a suitcase, and in the suitcase, they were just getting rid of the dog, had a pillow, a toy, a bowl, and food. And this poor dog, it's just sad to see the dog. Just, it's like the person must have cared for them, so left all the things, but for some reason, and who knows what the story is behind that, left the dog with the suitcase and the leash and the whole thing. You never know, right? Just abandoned Friday. So they're hoping someone, if they can't find the owner, someone will adopt the dog. That's your numbers for the day. Anyway, stay with us. Was it just a number to you? Was it just a lonely butterfly? Tonight, I found an answer for you. Tonight, you want to live for me. Was it just a tonight, I'm falling out of my head.
knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Why did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away. But I can see the fire's still.
Ah, yeah, we're making that fire. Turn for this hour of America tonight. Hope you're doing well in all those nooks and crannies. Have you demolished your resolutions yet at this point? Why do we make resolutions? Can't we make those resolutions all year long? I don't get it. Anyway, one of my favorite things to do, and we haven't done it now in weeks, but we are bringing it back. Fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo. Bingo! All right, Nathan Reeder, how was your break? Did you have some chill time?
I had probably about one day of chill time, but I got to hang out with my daughter, which you all know makes my heart go a twitch.
Woohoo! So. Yeah, she's so cute. Now she's 14, right?
Shh, not that fast.
Yeah, that's the scary years when you're a dad.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, I'm glad that I'm not a mom at that time, because that rivalry, I still watch that with my stepsister, and I mean, my stepsister's like 25 now, but those guys.
Yeah, tough. Yeah. Oh, geez. All right, Well, first of all, what's the temperature at the mothership in Minneapolis? I want everybody across the world, because, you know, we've got over 2.5 million listeners. What's the temperature?
I'm checking my phone, and I want to say my phone is just a little bit off still. This says -6, but I know it's probably like -15 or something.
Wow. That's what okay, so 15 like. Below.
Yeah, let me double check here. Weather temp.
15.
Yeah, you know, it just says -5. So
-5, man. It's still cold.
Yep. That's not the feels like. That's just what it
that's
actually
the real.
Is.
Feels like 20 below, but it's mm-hmm. really 5. All right, so you'd probably rather be at Disneyland, but if you were at Disneyland, how about this? 9 Disneyland tourists, Nathan, came down with the measles. So they got to see Minnie and Mickey and ride on the rides, the log flume and all that stuff, but they're concerned because public health officials in California are saying that the visitors were in the Disneyland park between December 15th and the 20th, and they think there might be more cases out there, too. You know, measles, it's caused by a virus in the air, and it's pretty easy to get it if you come across people with measles. So people who traveled in apparently got it, and they're worried that there may be some more cases of it. That's awful. Go to Disneyland, just doing your deal, and you get that virus, man.
Go get vaccinated. All you
so true. Have you been vaccinated for that?
I was when I was a youngster.
Yeah, me too. Have you ever had the measles?
No. Nope. I had chicken pox. I've got a pretty cool scar on my forehead from that.
Chicken pox.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what you say? What they say when you get chicken pox, 1 in 3 of us will get shingles if you've had chicken pox.
Yeah, I never got shingles.
Mm. Well, hopefully you never get shingles.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, how about this? I love this story. I just cannot get enough of this story, so I hope you're going to like it. Well, what is that, bingo? Because, of course, if it's in the air, you know.
Yeah.
It's not fruits and nuts. It's got to be bingo. All right, because what can they do? Just tell people, hey, sorry, somebody had them and gave them to people. I love this story about the time capsule. They found coins inside and a newspaper and some other things from 1795. So think about this. Sam Adams, Paul Revere, they decided they were going to bury a time capsule. And they would have been like maybe in their 30s when they did that. And they buried it in Boston and they found it. How cool is that?
That's really cool.
I think it's really cool, too. I mean, I'd love to be the person with the little white gloves on going through all the stuff in the time capsule.
So, I mean, how did they know it was there?
How did they know it was there is because what happened is there were crews that were excavating an area for a building, and they came across the time capsule. They dug it out. They were digging, and they found it. So they didn't even know. It just, they stumbled on it by accident.
That's really awesome. That's like when I was a kid and I imagined that my grandparents had an attic somewhere with all of these amazing things in the attic that no one else in the world had that maybe could transport me to a new dimension.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I say that's a bingo for me. What about
yes,
you?
Yes, I agree.
It's funny you say that thing about the attic. You know, people listening to this can relate. I had a grandmother who had an attic. It was cool. She had this cool house. My great uncle owned a dry cleaners. When they came back from the war, they started a dry cleaners, and it became like the family's business. So, you know, people, when you were a kid, you had to work there and everything. And my grandmother lived right next to it, Nathan, right? And she had this cool attic. And you went in her attic, and there was like it was like another world. I loved going in her attic, just like how you said about their attic. Like you imagined that there were things that would transport you.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it. All right, so we have that in common. How about this one? This is, I mean, you're just going to, I don't even know what your reaction is going to be to this story. A lot of people are reacting to this. The Continental Resources CEO, so another rich, giant guy who has tons of money, right? He's in a divorce. He offered his former wife, Sue Ann Arnold, a check for $974.8 million, a handwritten check. He wanted to just say, forget this whole divorce thing. So Harold Hamm said to her, here's a check for $974 million. Let's just call it a day and go away. And she said, I'm not taking the check. She was furious. He's an oil tycoon guy.
Yeah, I mean, you...
That's ridiculous.
You gotta secure your feed. You don't just get a one-off. You keep getting payments. That's how it works.
That's right, buddy. I want payments every single month. I want you to write that check. I'm not taking your lousy handwritten check.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $974 million.
Who else takes checks
nowadays? That's ridiculous.
Who takes checks nowadays? Come on.
That's ridiculous. I can't even imagine that. You know what that would be? If she had taken that check, the interest she would get per day would be insane. It'd be like, whatever, $90,000, some crazy amount of money. But she wouldn't take it. She won't cash the check.
Well, how much will she get if she's getting more?
Who knows? Because, you know, now you go through a divorce hearing in front of a judge, and it could be a whole different thing. She was married. I mean, they were married for a long time. They were married for 26 years.
Oh, wow.
And she says that her award of about $1 billion in cash and assets wasn't adequate, and it allowed him to keep his share of the fortune that her lawyers say was about $18 billion, so she wants more money.
Hmm.
And he already paid his former wife $20 million during the divorce. He's already gave her a check for $20 million, so this was on top of that $20
million. Yep.
Wow. A whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah. I whole different world is where I have to say fruits and nuts. I don't... I'm not bingo... That's just crazy.
I agree. Fruits and nuts. It's ridiculous. Fruits and nuts. How can we relate to that? I mean, come on. We don't feel sorry for either one of them, really. That's an insane amount of money. Okay, how about this story? They're saying if you're in Venezuela, you're out of luck if you want French fries with your Big Mac. They have McDonald's because, of course, McDonald's is everywhere. They have about 100 franchises in Venezuela, 100. But they're saying, McDonald's is saying, listen, don't blame us for this French fry problem that you're having in Venezuela. We're trying to solve it. It's just a temporary shortage. We're going to give our customers, you know, everything else we can. But the problem is with the fries is that we just don't have enough potatoes in Venezuela to do this. We're having a big problem with this, and there's been a slowdown, a labor problem. And so because of that, we're not getting all the food we would normally have imported in. So we're missing French fries. I'm going to say fruits and nuts.
French fries and nuts. No, I'm going with bingo because what can they do?
They can't do anything. You got to wait for the stuff to get to you. I mean, what are you going to do, create if you have no potatoes? How can you make them?
I mean, for a second I thought that all of the fries internationally were still coming from America. And they were just like, yeah, take that, Venezuela.
Yeah, no more stinking fries for you, Venezuela.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. All right, I love it. Fruits and nuts, bingo and shred it. We'll do it again. Thanks, Nathan.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight. 24/7, you can get a hold of us. Remember, americatonight.net.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.